as we mentioned at the beginning of the program, it's National Science Week. And to celebrate the Sydney Science Festival, there's a number of exciting events which are taking place throughout the week. On Saturday, the festival comes to a close and with a bang, with a massive do-it-yourself day organised by the Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences and the Australian Museum. The program's producer, Isabel Kingsley, joins us on the line to have a chat and tell us what's going on. Isabel, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for joining us on The Daily. Now, let's talk about Saturday. It's DIY Day. What does that entail?
Yeah, DIY Day. Well, there's a huge maker movement in Sydney right now. And so people are going back to making things and using their hands and getting creative and just tinkering. So we've got a full day of all kinds of making stuff at the Powerhouse Museum in Ultimo. One of the really cool things that we're going to be doing is called a repair cafe. So we've all got those things at home that, you know, broken electronics like headphones are always breaking.
Yeah,
mine are.
The bottom drawer in the kitchen.
Yes, exactly. Sure. You know, remote controls, toaster. So you can bring those along to the Powerhouse Museum. And we have a repair cafe where we've got experts who will show you how to fix them.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
incredible. So who's this sort of aimed at? Is it just for kids? Are big kids allowed to come along? What's the story?
Well, it's for everyone. So we've got things more for adults. So, for example, we have an upholstery workshop where you can learn how to create a piece of upholstery. But then we've got things for the tiny tinkerers. So the little ones, we've got hands-on activities for them. One of them is makers and breakers. So you know how kids love to just rip things apart?
I was one of those kids.
They work?
Yeah.
Yes, so was I.
You're talking to one of those kids, yeah.
So we've got all kinds of cool electronics that they can just take apart and then with all the pieces create their own crazy invention. So that's really fun for the kids. We also have Human Tetris. So Microsoft
Human Tetris.
Yeah. Microsoft will be here with their Kinect and you can play Human Tetris. I don't really know how it works, but it sounds like super fun.
Doesn't it? Now, what's the importance of a day like this sort of promoting and introducing maybe even a lot of kids to science education and learning these things with electronics particularly?
Yeah, well, I mean, science, you know, it's Sydney Science Festival, but really we mean science, technology, engineering, and math, don't we?
Yeah.
And it's so important to get especially young people interested in those fields because, you know, our society is evolving so quickly, especially in the technology sphere. We need young people to be scientifically and technologically literate. And so getting them involved early, that's what the Sydney Science Festival is all about.
Yeah, awesome. What are you most looking forward to? You mentioned a whole raft of things that's coming up. What are you looking forward to on Saturday?
Look, I've got a few things in my bottom drawer that I need fixing. So I'm looking forward to the repair cafe so I can, you know, bring those things back home and use them instead of them just lying around.
And learn something about them too, Isabel, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what's the cost? What's involved there? You know, where do people go along?
Yeah, so it's at the Powerhouse Museum in Ultimo. All the information is on the Sydney Science Festival website, sydneyscience.com.au. It's from 10 till 4, and it's just museum admission. So it's $15 for adults, $8 for concession, and it's free for kids.
Awesome. Isabel, sounds like a great time. Have a great day on Saturday, and thanks for joining us on The Daily.
Well, thank you so much.
There we are. That was Isabel Kingsley. She's the program producer for the DIY Day. As you heard there, it's taking place at the Powerhouse Museum down in Ultimo on Saturday. Something sounds like a bunch of fun. You might even learn something.